Now we're heading over to the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, where Sinn Féin councillor Noel Connolly joins me on the line to look at the motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. Good morning, Noel. Thanks for holding the line there. And we're looking at your motions raised at the latest MD meeting, Noel. Your first motion to the council is in relation to the council or members of the MD writing to Irish Rail, asking them to investigate the feasibility of preparing a medium-term plan for the reopening of Kildangan train station. I remember we were speaking to TD Seanan Ní Rathaoirligh last month about this. Is this something that the council or members would be willing to take on board?
Yeah, so as you said, Seanan was on your show earlier in the month, and she raised it with the Taoiseach at the time. The population of Kildangan has doubled over the last 10 years, and Kildare County Council recently voted to rezone land in Kildangan that could account for an additional 100 homes. So it's set to grow at a higher rate. There's a huge hinterland, a rural hinterland around Kilberry, Nerney, that would have the option to take the train if parking was available. And many of these at the moment are travelling to Kildare Town, and that means that the car park there is oversubscribed. The old station, some listeners may know, closed in 1963. It's on the Waterford line. The Monastrevin station reopened in 2001 after being closed for 25 years. And to anyone that says that the population is too small at the moment, there is a precedent here. Adamstown train station was built long before the houses were built there. And in Drummond in County Leitrim, there's a population of 500, but they have 8 stops a day. Kildangan is served by a TownLink bus, which could bring people to the station for onward travel by train. And we need to plan for the future growth of Kildangan to secure the land now so that we can build a new train station and a car park and ensure that there's access from the local roads, because it's slowly being cut off by housing estates being built. So conducting a feasibility study to reopen the station would be a good step towards commuters having an option to leave their car behind, which can only help with our climate action goals. And in an update from Seanan, she has received an answer to a parliamentary question in the last few days, and the minister in his reply speaks about assessing the feasibility of reopening a station in Kildangan in the context of a strategic rail review for the greater Dublin area. So the members have agreed to write that letter to Irish Rail, and hopefully we'll see some progress from it.
All right. Your next question, Noel, to the council is in relation to Monastrevin, particularly the high bridge there, asking if the council can provide a timeline for when it will close vehicular access. What was the council's response to this?
Yes, so this is a really old bridge over the canal in Monastrevin near Passland Cemetery, and it was built around 1800. Over the years, there's been countless vans and lorries stuck on top of the bridge that have to be craned off it because of the steepness of the bridge and the angle of it. Even going over it in a car is not for the faint-hearted. I've been there. The council took the decision in 2023 to extinguish the right-of-way over the bridge, and locals have been asking me since if the council would be installing anything to stop vehicles from crossing over the bridge. So the report from the council says that the municipal district office are going to arrange to have vehicular traffic restricted over the high bridge during the summer months, so we'll see progress very soon.
All right, and your next one is in relation to the official or the Kildare County Council's name on Druid Nua. You were asking that they restore its usage of that official name. Did the council give a response back to this motion?
They didn't. How it came about is that I was researching family history recently, and I was looking through the old minute books of the Newbridge Town Council, and you can see by the minute books that An Druidh Nua was in continuous use as the name of the town up until the 1970s. Coincidentally, I met a man from Newbridge in the same week who told me that the name changed early in the last century, and according to him, the name was changed by Sinn Féin town councillors. So my motion is not looking for any major change, such as changing official addresses or signage. It's just looking for the council to use the town's official name in its meetings and its communications. And maybe with time we can develop this. The report from the council says that it's not clear on the process because the Local Government Reform Act of 2014 abolished town councils and named the municipal district as the Kildare Newbridge MD. However, having studied law, I know that the Irish language version of our laws have primacy. So the council have asked for more time to seek advice, and they're going to issue an updated report next month. So we'll revisit it then.
All right. And your last motion or question to the council, Noel, is about the list of charges levied on community and other groups relating to providing barriers for events in the last 3 years. What was the reason for bringing this up with the council?
Yeah, so the reason was because I'm aware of, through my work with the Crista Gaeilge, that a community group in Naas was built for the deployment of barriers for the Féile na Sráide, which in my opinion is a disgrace that a community group trying to promote a sense of community and the Irish language was charged for a council service when they're working for free to achieve the council goals of both promoting the Irish language and driving significant economic activity for the town of Naas. So I wanted to find out if it was happening in our municipal district. The report from the council says that the community department does not apply charges to community groups regarding the provision of barriers, and that if barriers are proposed as part of a grant application, that they are given consideration at that time. So I've noted that the report came from the community section, and I've asked for an updated report from the MD office because they supply them barriers, and I'm awaiting a reply, which I should get in the next couple of days.
All right, Noel, thanks so much for taking our call on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Sinn Féin councillor Noel Connolly on the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, raising those motions and questions from the latest council meeting. Noel, good morning. Thanks for taking our call. You can keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97.